Hello and welcome. Hope you are well and had a great weekend. It's been a bit of an odd one here, I'll be honest. Friday, when I was at work, I discovered that I was actually on call this weekend. I got my dates wrong. I thought I was on call next weekend. It was my mistake for not checking properly. Luckily, we didn't get called out at all this weekend, so I was able to tackle quite a few bits here at home. Now, the real, for me, the positive from this weekend is that I've managed to build two small new beds here at home. And this was a bit of an accident, to be honest with you. I think I mentioned on Thursday that I was looking at building new beds, but I happened to check my wood store. Not sure if I did that Thursday or when I spoke to you, I'm not sure. But I checked my wood store and I actually found that I had enough offcuts of wood to make two beds from. And I was really happy with this because by building or getting these sizes of these beds, it's given me the idea of what I'm going to be building over the winter months to make my garden more productive and more beds in the garden. This has been something that's been bothering me for a while because I want a more productive garden and we're moving into more and more areas that were grass to build more beds. Now, I actually managed to build both of these beds, and it only took me 30 minutes to build two of them because they were already cut to size. I just had to screw them together. But only one of these beds are currently in place and filled with compost. So that bed is ready to go. I'm just letting it settle down for a bit, and then I'm going to plant out some Swiss chard or some other winter crops in this later this week. Now, the reason the other bed didn't get built is that nasturtiums are currently in the way, where that may go. I say may because I'm thinking after seeing these beds and the sizing that we might actually build more beds than I originally thought. It's all very fun. I should say both of these beds are two different sizes. So I figured the one that is built and in place, we could have four stretching across the length of our garden. And then the other one that's not in place are going to be a little bit different size. We're going to have three of those. And I'm thinking the three will have asparagus, rhubarb, dahlias in. But I'm thinking I might actually do eight of the first size beds and then have the three beds. I'm not sure yet. I've just got to completely measure it all out to be sure. Now, this was a complete an accident, but as I said, it's really made me pleased because it cemented the plans for the garden builds that I'm doing this winter. I now have the size that I need. But this does bring me on to what I want to talk to you guys about tonight, and that is, what material do you use to build your garden beds? Now, you may not actually have beds, you might just have earth and what have you. Personally, I prefer beds. One, because I'm on a hard clay soil and I want to build up the soil, build up the compost so that we don't have the rotting problems and stuff like that, the claggy clay soil that we have. So I'm going for raised beds. But I also find it is easier to keep the garden tidier and maintain it easier by having beds. I've got these areas that are dedicated to growing, and around those I have grass. And particularly mowing the lawn, by having the wooden sized edged beds, it's so much easier for me, I find, to keep on top of things. Now, ideally, the suggestion is, and many experts would say to do this, is to have no sides at all, but just have a long stretch of earth before you come to your plants. Now, I tried that. I tried that this year with a bed that we had no sides on at all, but it just didn't work for me. I felt I needed the wooden sides to hold all the compost in and keep the grass separate. That extra space just felt like a bit of a waste, and our garden's not huge. We've got a reasonable size garden, don't get me wrong. It's not huge, but just didn't work for me. Now, when the actual beds themselves, there's lots of different materials that we can make beds from. And personally, I prefer wood. To me, it just looks more natural. And it's easy to get hold of. Now, I'm not against metal, I'll be honest. I don't like plastic, but I'm not against metal. I actually have three corrugated iron beds down on the allotment. And to be fair, those metal beds are much stronger and thinner than the wood. But And I still just prefer wood. I've actually seen a few companies making these metal beds and selling them in various places these days. They seem to be coming very, very popular. They actually do look quite nice, I will admit. But I do prefer wood. Now, I prefer wood that is known as C16 wood, often used for roofing. Now, I like it because I can get it in a thickness of about 4 to 5 centimetres, which is nice and thick, and it also comes in untreated. Now, untreated means that there's no chemicals in that wood that aren't going to leach out into my soil and into my food, which is a big thing for me. I don't want chemicals in the soil or into my food. But I like the thickness of this wood as well. And the reason I like the thickness is, one, it will take a very long time for it to rot away. So it's going to last for quite a while. And the other reason I like the thickness is that it means I don't have to have these corner posts to hold everything in place. I just screw into the wood and I can put a piece of wood across the beds and I can walk on that because they're thick enough and strong enough to handle the weight. And I can also sit on the edges, which is something that I quite often do as well. So I do like this thick wood that we get. Now, I also like the fact that wood, I can easily cut wood to cut it to the size that I want, and I can screw it together easily without needing any special toys. As I said, these two beds took me less than half an hour to build. And for me, that is my answer. That is my opinion. Now, I don't like lining our beds with DPM or plastic at all. I just prefer soil and wood. Again, I know the DPM may not disintegrate, but I figure if I'm hoeing and I catch that plastic, those little bits of plastic are going to rip off and into my soil. So I tend to stick with wood. But what I want to know, what do you make your beds out of, or do you have beds at all? Let me know. Just email me. As you know, my email address is richard@adventuregrowpodcast.co.uk. Now, earlier today, I went out to the greenhouse and I sowed the Celtis. So let's go find out how we got on with that. Right, guys, I'm in the greenhouse today and I'm just sowing the Celtis, or stem lettuce as it's also known. Now, this is an interesting plant. It's one that I absolutely love, and I often used to see it in a greengrocer and never knew what it was until I really got into gardening. Now, I describe this, it's got the leaf of lettuce and a stem of celery, but it tastes like none of those. It has a bit of a pea flavour, maybe even an asparagus flavour when cooked. But it is great and it is so edible. It can be used in stir fries and a lot of Chinese or Asian dishes. So, you know, these are very, very easy to grow, and they are a cool, loving plant, a bit like spinach. So it germinates best in a temperature of between 10 and 15 degrees C. So it is good for sowing in spring and autumn. And it can also be pretty cold tolerant. So I'm actually sowing mine in my plug plants. We're going to give them about a single seed per plug plant and cover them in about half a centimetre of compost. Now, we're going to leave these in the greenhouse to germinate. And within about 2 weeks to 3 weeks, we expect these to germinate. And as they will grow, and they just need to make sure that they are looked after. When they're about 5 centimetres to 10 centimetres tall, we will then plant them out in their last position. Now, these can go in the greenhouse, absolutely fine with that. They can go outside, but I would recommend adding a bit of a cloche, a bit of a cover over them if they are outside. So once they are outside and planted, they don't need much care, about 10 to 15 centimetres of space between each plant, and that should do absolutely fine. And give them plenty of water, which should be a problem at this time of year. They should water themselves. And there you go. Within about 60 days, so 2 to 3 months, they should be ready. And they will grow on and grow, grow pretty well, the taste pretty good. As I said, you generally chop off the leaves and you lose the stems, and chop those up and use those in something like stir fries and stuff. So very easy to grow, very easy to look after, and absolutely delicious. Now, if you don't want to sow these now, you can save these till March next year, where they should do just as good as well. And I would recommend keeping a few for then as well. Right, guys, back to the podding shed. Well, there we go. The Celtis is sown, and that is it for this Sunday's episode. Tomorrow, the main podcast, it's all about apples. It was an apple day yesterday. And then we will be back on Thursday for another Supporters Club podcast. So you take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.